You know who it is. It's your high PE hosts, high permaculture entrepreneurs, Guy and Tracy Mitchell. We're about to get high on this Sunday fun day, January 28th.
Noah's make a beautiful day here in Colorado.
What'd you just say?
Beautiful noisemaker.
Oh, beautiful noisemaker. I didn't hear what you said.
Fucking witch noisemaker. Hope you're having a good day.
Hope you had a great week.
Sunday. Good week. Yeah. Everyone staying productive and taking time for themselves to recover and sustain, improve.
Maybe drink less.
Maybe drink less.
Maybe I drank less last week. I'm going to drink less this week, too.
Maybe shoot coffee up your butt.
Yep. T-minus 30 minutes. Just kidding. I don't know if you're going to have time.
Why not? How long does it take?
I'm going to enjoy my coffee first. Yeah. I'm not rushing this, so. You may have to go do your wheelie thing, and I might be shoving coffee on my butt.
All right.
Sorry. You might
miss
out.
Can't drink coffee and shove it up your ass by noon. Slow day.
It is a slow day. It's 10:22.
Should happen.
And you have to leave at noon, or you're leaving earlier.
An hour and a half. I think we'll be fine. But yeah, either way, let's go up, people.
I don't think you're going to want to do it and then go, is what I'm saying.
You don't know what the fuck I want, bitch.
Calm down. Man, how are you doing as a human?
I'm good. Trying to deny me the
aggressive.
The benefit of shooting coffee up my ass. Ooh, you're going to have more important stuff to do. I can't do it in time.
I don't think you do. I don't think you have time. I have time. I have nothing to do today. This man got to go wheelie. I have no plans. Was your week like? How was last week? How was your install?
How'd install? It went good. It's
beautiful.
Which is always nice.
If you go follow a guy at Carbon Based Designs. Carbon_Based_Designs. But yeah, it's made of bitch maple. Why don't you tell him why we were saying that?
It's birch maple, and then it auto-corrects to bitch maple, but then you can't write bitch on Instagram. They were
to comment.
So.
All of our friends commented, what's bitch maple? And I was like, bitch, it's maple. And they wouldn't let me do that. Bitch, it's maple got flagged, but you can say bitch maple. That's ridiculous.
No, you can't say bitch maple. They auto-correct it to bitch maple. I type birch.
Yeah, but then... And then it won't let me say, bitch, it's maple.
Yeah. But yeah, that went well, which is nice. I got a bathroom install coming up in a week. So just prepping for that, materials and...
Watching videos and stuff.
Always watching videos.
You kind of know what to do, right?
Yeah. It's a very basic shower install.
And you got the client to take care of the demolition. And... Booyah. I'm pretty proud of this man over here. And I hope you're proud of your partner, too. You got to be grateful and proud of your friends and partners in life. Otherwise, what are you doing? Why are you hanging out with those losers if you don't like them? I think the dry winter is going to make it an early spring. And then we're going to have some fucked up winter storm come through.
I mean, I'm sure we'll get a 2-foot snowstorm in March or something. In Denver.
Not well, surprising. I have a snowboard itch.
You have a snowboard itch?
I want to go snowboarding.
Okay, well, go to break.
Yeah, so we should also maybe go with Nick, and he said he has an extra pass.
What's one pass going to do?
We pay for one. It only costs each $100 to shred that day. Then.
Well, and potentially that pass works. I'm just saying,
I think it's reds,
but I'm just saying, like, they, like...
You can be red. Pretty sure that you can be red.
Alright.
Yeah, I'm just chilling. But welcome to the podcast. I hope people are having a mellow day. It's super important to go slow. We live in these hustle cultures where we're compared to success by how much money you have in your bank account and how many people you know and all these other things. And I don't think that's a very validating reason of human qualities. Not that success isn't awesome. But yeah, we should all be working towards our goals, and sometimes goals are different than others. So just defining what your goals are, it's super important. I've been reading this cool book called Radiant Rest by Tracy Stanley, and it teaches people how to get into Yoga Nidra. And Yoga Nidra is a goddess, so you can pray to her at night and get yourself do a body scan, and then she'll take care of the rest.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And I also recommend learning how to do the healing codes. There's these four healing centers in your upper body that starts at your third eye, and it goes to your jugular, and it goes to your jawline, and then back to your temple. And you're supposed to quantum physically hold your, like Reiki, hold your fingers above your head or your those points. And then I say the most powerful healing mantra in the world.
What is it?
Tell him. I say it so much, guy knows what it is.
Yeah, because I listen.
Ramadasa sa se so hum. Or you can say so hum. You can choose which one you want to do. But it's pretty awesome.
I didn't hear the difference of what you just did.
Hum or hung.
Oh, hung?
Yeah, hung. H-U-N-G or H-U-M. Mm. But they both mean the sun, the moon, the earth, infinity, all infinity, I am thee. So it's pretty badass. So you're asking for your all healing powers to come into you and bless you.
Bless up.
And I say that when I'm doing it at night, and it helps me go back to sleep. I actually did it twice last night. I slept good, but I woke up a couple times. I was like, I don't want to toss and turn. I'm going to go back to bed. And I do that for like maybe 3 minutes, and then lights out. This podcast, you know what, is brought to you by Cultivated Hemp Company. They're my favorite CBD on the whole damn planet. And I love them. They're the best.
They're the best.
Do you know what the code is?
Boom25. Yeah.
All caps.
Duh.
And you put it all over your body or in your coffee or just down your gullet.
I'm going to put it in my ass today with my coffee.
No, he's not. 100 milligrams is a daily dose of goodness.
It probably would help with the coffee. And it probably would give you extra.
So you want me to put some in it and try it?
Well, no. Not necessarily, but
I mean, it's the quickest way to get CBD in your system, I guess. Actually, it's orally, I guess. We'll see. I think there's CBD receptors all over your body, so I'm pretty sure you can receive it anywhere.
Yeah, especially up your butt.
And beekeeping. I'm just waiting.
You saw your bees this week.
I think I'll see them again today. And this coming week, it's supposed to be in the 60s. They're going to have a great week. They have a good week inside. I think it actually throws them off this type of weather. And the birds have been chirping, too. Like, I had some beautiful chickadees come visit me, and I'm like, they're not supposed to be doing this shit right now. They're supposed to be hunkered down in the winter. But Colorado's just a randomness of weather.
It's expected. That's how our winters are.
It's been very mild.
Besides, like, the negative.
I feel like the mountains did get
20-degree weather.
Has it gotten some okay snow, but not really.
Just within the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
They got some good snow.
They need more. That's why I have a snowboard itch, but I'm also like, I'll get up there and I'll be crusty. Crusty balls. Hey, do you got to deal with traffic?
Yeah.
Love them. I-70 things. You should go follow at I-70 things on Instagram if you're on Instagram. It's a funny page.
See what we have to deal with, or what people decide to do with, like, every time they go. I don't feel like getting up and leaving at 5 o'clock in the morning for it. To me, that's not worth it.
No, because it throws my whole body off. I just like to get up and go, but like 7:30-ish, not.
But I just. I can still get there before the run opens. I get up there plenty enough early, but like in terms of the traffic, like if you leave by 6:30, you are too late.
Yep, that's the truth. You gotta live up there.
Even if you live up there, it's still a shit show sometimes. Just getting from my dad's house to the mountain in Breck is. You're like, where are all these people coming from?
Yes. I'm making candles soon, guys. Beeswax candles. They'll be for sale. I think I'm going to sell them 2 for $10 or 2 for $15. They're going to be little baby Buddha candles you can use for rituals. For your witch rituals. But the cool part about these candles is they're made with my beeswax that I render on the full moons. And this past one was crazy. I had some wax moth beeswax. So, like, wax moth got into the hives, but I still rendered the wax because it was still really good. And there's just been webbing and old dead body carcasses of the larva coming out of the wax when I'm purifying it. That's why I'm not using it for my skincare salves. I'm just using it for some candle making to start. Because There should just be a, I think, I guess, I don't even, I don't think burning wax moth is going to be smelly or anything.
You'll see.
There's really not much in it. It's been very purified. I might do one more soaking today. But it looked really beautiful. I'm excited to make the candles. And it was funny, my horoscope said, maybe you'll start a new hobby like candle making. I was like, how does it know these things? It's fucking weird. It knows I'm a witch and changes the words.
Oh, Penelope wants to be on the podcast.
Penelope's here, guys. She's got her porcupine or her hedgehog that my parents gave us. She loves it. You can hear that little sound, maybe. It's so funny.
So her favorite little toy is the suckle on.
She's pushing it against my knee right now. It's hilarious. Anything else we need to tell these fuckers?
I was thinking you were talking about...
I have a new podcast myself called Do Yoga Do You. And next week I teach you how to plant propagate. Or this week I do. Episode 5.
Boom. Like microgreens now?
No, indoor plants. Oh. I propagate like snake plant, Swedish ivy, and snake and spider plant.
Spider.
And then I think I'm going to add on the pathos. Actually, I'm going to add the Swedish ivy one on. It's going to be like a little extra 10-minute clip because I did two different things. Also, you know what I've really been enjoying, Guy? Magic Mind.
Nice.
It's such a good shot. Productivity shot made of matcha and adaptogenic mushrooms and neurotropics. Has passion flower taste. It's delicious.
It is very good. Do you feel like you've been noticing anything from it? Or?
Besides having weird shits lately. I don't think it's their fault. Yeah. I'm just kidding. But high PE 20 gets you 20% off. And I think if you check out before the 31st, you get a month off free if you sign up for a 3-month subscription. So go check them out, magicmind.com.
I think I have felt very productive all those days.
Yeah. I now have to buy some more, though.
Right.
And I'm like, I have so much shit in my house right now. I need to use all the shit I have before I start.
Right.
And if you guys want to go support us, though, we get a 10% kickback because we're affiliates. So please go use our code HIPE20. And get yourself some productivity on. Clear mind so you can get shit done. And I honestly think I'm enjoying not go. I love levers, but like, I think it's just too big. It's become a huge distraction now that we know everyone there.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even go and draw there. Like, I can't even go enjoy like what I used to like to go do there because everyone knows us.
Right.
And everyone wants to talk to us. So I feel like
you can also just bring your notepad and just not talk to everyone.
It's impossible. I'm saying everyone, like, whoever sees us, like, comes and sit by. So I'm like, click, close the book.
And you just keep it open and you just, like, keep drawing.
Just not pay attention to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Do you. I know, but I feel like it's distracting. Where before I used to get away with not talking to anyone. Well, now we get stuck drinking like 2 or 3 beers.
We were going there at like 3 for a while, so like no one's really there, and you have like...
Well, I know, but the 3 was turning into like staying there for like 2 hours and not getting home till 5. And we shouldn't need to be there for 2 hours. It is fun, though. We do love it.
When there's karaoke there.
That shit was garbage. I'm sorry. I wish they didn't offer that.
It wasn't the worst karaoke I've seen, though. So.
I know, but it's just, I would prefer not to. I think the fact that many people are there because of karaoke is really funny to me. What did she
look like? I let him, he was like wanting to go lay outside, so I let him outside, but I didn't trust her by herself.
Okay.
There. He'll push the door open when he wants to come in.
She's our dog standing by the door, like, let me out, please.
I don't trust you. If you see a squirrel, you're going to jump after it and run away. Run after it.
Cookies.
Cookies.
What's your plan today, Guy? Besides a lot.
I mean, I've been taking advantage of really not doing much.
Because you got a hard week ahead of you after next week. We're wrapping up our week 4. I need to cancel Angie's
List because it's a fucking dumbass company and they keep charging me, so I'm going to call my credit card company and fucking...
Well, I wish you would have canceled it yesterday.
I forgot. It's
Friday. I knew it was going to happen.
Whatever. If my credit card company is going to be helpful, they're gonna give me that money back.
Just the $350 or all of it?
No, I'm not going
to... Give me all my money back. No. This company's
I'm going to tell them that I've been trying to cancel the past 2 months, and This month they said that they're going to get back to me before it got billed, and they haven't. They've charged me $700 for the past 2 months.
And zero leads.
I can't cancel by myself.
That is the most ridiculous thing that you can't do is cancel it. Even with a customer service person. Hi, Tabasco. Tabasco's in here to the podcast now. He says, hey, guys.
Yeah, so I don't like Angie's List if you're trying to run a business and have your... trying to get more clients for something in the labor industry or...
Yeah, don't support Angie's List. Thumbtack has been a little bit more rewarding, I guess, getting your name out there, but it's still kind of expensive. But is that how your new client found you from the bathrooms? With Thumbtack?
Yeah.
It's a huge job, too, so... Shout out Denver Sight and Sound, my bros. We always hook a guy up with a job when they think of someone who needs custom work, so it's really nice of them. That's what his last client came from. I'm putting this out.
Yeah, I'm pretty.
That last didn't have enough weed in there. It happens. It happens towards the end of the blunt. Cool fucking permaculture fact of the week is beeswax. Actually, candles clean the air. So that's why don't use shitty paraffin wax candles. Never use that shit. It's toxic as fuck.
Petroleum-based.
Beeswax or soy candles are good too. But beeswax are even a little bitter than soy, is what I've heard. It'll help ionize? I think that's the right word. Ooh, another shout out. Denver Biomechanics. If you need to go have a myofascial release program and start learning how to do that with lacrosse balls and Theracanes and rollers, go to their class on Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. It's off Broadway.
And it's free.
It's free. It's 45 minutes, and the dudes are super nice and friendly, and just shout out them. I've learned, like, just cool pressure points and things.
I'd go back again.
I want to go just to, like, keep consistent, like, ooh, once a week we go do this. And it's just, like, good for your body to, like, actually sit down for 45 minutes and not really feeling forced
right. To
do anything but focus on that. But it kind of hurts, like a lot, because you're putting a lacrosse ball on, like, certain pressure points and holding it there for 11 minutes or 2 minutes at a time, and you move to each spot. The guy's doing it in the chair. I don't think it's going to work very well.
I can feel like I was only rolling it out earlier.
But he said to put the lacrosse ball on, like, a box and then sit on it to release your hamstring. And he said a lot of lower back problems stem from tight hamstrings. Like, you guys got to remember, your back is, just a back. It's bones.
Guys, remember, your back, it's just a back.
Yeah, it doesn't stretch. It's being pulled and pushed on by the muscles and your structural muscles are in ligaments. So, like, you need to release those, and then your back pain usually goes away. And even your calves can be pulling on your hamstrings, which then pulls your back out of place or gives you this sensation that your back's out of place. Mm-hmm. It's really just your hamstrings that are pulling down on your back.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. Not saying slip discs and those things aren't real. I'm just saying, like, a lot of things can be fixed by just maintenance, seeing a massage therapist regularly, not just expecting them to help you, and same with an acupuncturist, like seeing them on a bi-weekly or once a month basis, so you can actually start building a consistent program of, like, your body being like, ooh, on Mondays I get this. It's also why the coffee clonics, we haven't done one in like 6 months, I feel like.
I don't know if it's been that long, but it's been probably
back
at least
to my journal, I'll look. It's been more than
three,
think,
or four, for
you
sure.
Had only thought you paid for Angie's List for 2 months, and I was like, hey, by the way, it's been 5 months. You're like, oh.
$2,000 for nothing.
Seriously. So gay. Okay. Excuse me, but I was wondering if that dude, Steve's friend, if he was gay. Because I had said something like that, that's so gay. And I was like, no offense if you're gay. I didn't mean to say it like that.
You don't need to say no offense.
People are just gay.
If someone brings it up, then you're like, oh, this guy's a fucking bitch. Yeah. No one should be offended by saying the word gay.
No one should be offended by any words.
Even a five-year-old will say that's gay, and they mean nothing by it. It's just a fucking word.
All words are words. How did it make you feel? You should maybe check in with that. How did it make you feel? And why did you get so offended if you heard a word that you don't like? Yeah.
Yeah, bruh.
Well, I'm going to draw a boomer, I think, today. I drew Para, so I'm on number 46 for Pokemon. This Pokemon likes to go eat tree roots and spread fungus around. I can't remember what else it used to do. But I kind of like its job. He says it absorbs nutrients through its mushrooms.
I when I look at it, I notice it's mushrooms, but at first, like, it kind of looks like it's got, like
gearbox
like,
on?
Like hair. Like hair buns.
That is cute.
Like little pink bows, but I realize that they're magic mushrooms.
Yeah, they are magic mushrooms.
They're,
Pokemon are so cool. I like them a lot.
What are those mushrooms called?
Amanitas.
Mascara.
Amanitas mascara.
Mario mushroom.
It's supposed to be the most sacred mushroom on the planet. We've harvested some. It's sitting in our back drawer. Thing dry. It's not got any mold on it. If it's not prepared right,
it also affects you different than any other mushrooms.
Yeah, and it can maybe give you I think a seizure or something. I don't remember what it said. So that's why I'm like, we maybe should have never harvested it, but it's in my apothecary, sitting there for a magical day maybe, or just to always look at.
Mm-hmm.
Be reminded that I never need to harvest it. Just appreciate it when you see it. It is crazy though. There's a place in Breckenridge that has the sawgill mushroom come through like every year, once a year, off these old Ponderosa pine stumps. And we have harvested it maybe twice. And last year we went to go harvest it, and the next day they were gone. So that's why you're supposed to travel with your mushroom knife in the summer times. I've also had the urge to just take the dogs out, like to Lair the Bear and like bring snowshoes or like spikes and go walking.
Lair of the Bear?
The hike up Red Rocks. Is it even open? Is it open in the winter?
You probably don't need snowshoes. That was probably melted up there, honestly.
I wasn't sure.
But I was thinking that we could do a hike this week. I was also thinking about that.
Cool. Well, Monday we're going to work on the tiny house, maybe. Unless you change your mind. Tuesday we're going to go hiking.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. I got to work on taxes. Almost done with that shit. And... oh, cool other permaculture fact is you can use spirulina as a fertilizer in your houseplants. It says it's not the hasn't had the correct dosage, but it's still a fertilizer.
Why don't you give them an entrepreneur fact from running a business since it's tax season, babe? What's a tip you can give?
I'm not the person to ask.
Well, you give. I mean, most people don't know the difference between an LLC and an S-Corp.
Well, I feel like that's the only one we always give.
Well, it took us a lot of years.
But also, like, my friend Sandra, shout out, homegirl, I love you. But she posted, like, because she's from Puerto Rico, and Puerto Ricans don't pay taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, like, the big draw to going to Puerto Rico if you make a lot of money.
Right.
But my whole thing is with S-Corp is, like, we don't really pay taxes. Like, we do pay taxes. We submit sales tax, but we're a service-based business. We file our taxes, but we're an S-Corp, so we've basically withdrawn
But it shows that we make no money based on...
No, I know. So maybe taxes. If we were making more money,
we would report more money,
and we would have less, like, the write-off. But we show almost a negative every year with our write-offs. And then I'm saying with Colorado State taxes, we got a refund last year, and we don't owe federal because we don't pay into Social Security anymore. And then after 6 or 7, I think it's after 10 years of paying into Social Security, you actually are grandfathered in, and you're not required to pay anymore. But then you only get what you put in. So at the end of the day, like, and then I think by the time we're old and grown and need it, it's not even gonna be like around.
Thing, yeah. Yeah, who the fuck knows what it'll be like? Dude, in 40 years.
Dude,
the world's
gonna be a weird fucking place. It's
30 years.
We just saw a Ready Player One, right?
Uh huh.
Go watch that. It's very like futuristic, but it's like, oh my god, this is what the world's gonna be fucking like. Yeah. People wearing headsets around.
We're gonna live in trailers stacked on trailers because we all got headsets.
Yeah, and we don't care about going outside anymore because there's no outside because we've ruined it. It's a scary thought. I don't like it. As a beekeeper and someone who cares about nature and like my daily walks and being outside and seeing the moon, it drives me crazy that people are so obsessed with like technology this way. As we head into the future, it's like there's so much cooler shit to do than be inside.
Yeah, especially when it's nice outside.
Yeah, I'm excited to meditate outside today. That was fun yesterday.
Oh,
I forgot to tell you, when I was meditating yesterday, I was feeling like the chakras, sometimes I get a lot of red,
mm-hmm.
and that's usually, it says red's like releasing trauma. It's like your lower root chakra getting activated.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday I had like blue, and blue's your throat, and it was like a blue, like, almost I felt like crystals in my eyes, like, but like a wave of like a prism of it.
Mm.
I don't know how to describe it, but it was like, usually I get like light waves moving, or like pulsing. And this one was just like a prism of blue, like just took my like vision, like field of vision. It was really cool. And when Penelope was laying right next to me, by my, like, in between my little cross leg area, mm-hmm. I felt like her blue, like, she was blue. Like, when she walked away, I felt like I saw blue go away, too. It was crazy. It was pretty cool. Like, and, like, those, the dream, that dream I had the other night with the depths of hell with the roller coaster and the Hummer shit. Like, yeah. I'm telling you, these yoga nidra shit puts you in a state to be more, to have more lucid dreaming. In the Kundalini book, it's called Serpent Rising, I've been reading. It says the more you activate your Kundalini and all your chakras, you start having more lucid dreams. It's one of the gifts you get for transcending. Because you're playing with your subconscious. And you're actually becoming more aware, but you're still relaxing. You're still entering theta and delta wave sleep. It's pretty fucking crazy. Like the gurus and the yogis of our time are doing that. Like Ram Dass, he was able to, like, he did it, like, with meters tied up to his, like them testing it. And he was able to, like, stop his heart. And he was able to, like, activate theta brainwaves while conscious. And we're not supposed to be able to do that. Pretty dope. That's why I believe in this stuff. Because it's just, like, you're harnessing this power that is built inside of us. But we just get distracted by all these things.
Yeah.
With technology. And I honestly, like, that modem... Party foul.
Yep.
On his phone looking at Instagram, Facebook. We almost sold your coffee table to a fake human yesterday on Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, when you ask me these things, I'm like, have a bitch show up and
I know, but that's why I was approving the price.
I mean, sure, you sell it for $1. If it's,
no, I will never sell it for a dollar.
They're never fucking real, so until you show up, like, better bring cash.
All right. Well, that was my entrepreneur tip. I still need to get better at, like, I need to get better at marketing and sales. It's a hard one. But the things I've been listening to the most about is just, like, focusing on your main offer and then drawing people to it. Tabasco's so fucking cute.
Our dogs are acting needy.
And our main offer is, for guys, he's the man. We got the fucking van. Come by the van. Guysvans.com. Is that it? Anything else to say to them? These sweet people listening in? Hi, yeah. Derek.
Hi, Derek. No, I think.
What's up, Fry Daddy? Thanks again for the awesome party last weekend. That was a lot of fun, buddy.
I need to do better about reading, but I feel like for a while there, we were on such a tangent of reading all sorts of different things to, like, kind of, like, enlighten yourself. I'm not sure, like... what draws me in at this point.
I mean, you're always watching YouTube videos, so you're still learning. Just your modality right now is watching the videos. There's nothing wrong with that. A lot of people sit there and watch porn. Or they sit there and watch stupid Jake Paul videos or like...
Watch someone playing a video game?
Yeah, so at least you're watching like... Can you stop doing that? That's very distracting. Looks like he's like humping the fucking...
I got the ball. I know what you're doing.
It's just
I'm turning my wife on. She's distracted by these sexual thrusts on the ball.
He keeps thrusting. Well, All right. That's it.
On that note.
Oh, at @national_disgrace, our homie Foo. Griff Nation. Go buy a cool hat from him. We love him.
Shout out these short. What are these?
Fiori.
I hadn't even heard of it until Lori got them.
She gave me this short pair outfit for my birthday last year.
Viore. They got some fucking soft-ass material. They're just like Lululemon.
Superbotheads.com. Go get a funny shirt that I've made. That's it.
Give your dogs and your pets and loved ones.
Be grateful for your life. Kiss on your pets and your kitty cats and your snakes and your crocodiles. And
raccoons.
And your raccoons and all your pets you like and your birdies. And have a good freaking day, people. Bye-bye.
Woo!
Boom. Magic mind. IPE 20. They said it, can you mention it a few times on the podcast? Mm. Magic mind. IPE 20. Bye.